Okay, we're holding here in Perek Yud Zayin. Okay, Hashelah says Lishol, Lomo Lo Nitna Torah Bechlola Betchilas Olam, Kasheboru V'Sidah Nivroim. Achash Torah who said Nivroim. We're explaining that this is the very, very essential necessity for Nivroim to have a Torah and to realize themselves who they are. So why wasn't this the first thing created? Ve'ein davar shu seder hu b'mikra. It's something which is in the very structure of the way things happen. You can't call it a mikra. In other words, it doesn't happen to be that there was no opportune moment, there was nobody around. When you're dealing with things that are part of the etzem seder olam, we expect that there be some sort of answer. That this was the way it has to be, and this is the way it's part of that process. He says like this. So he said before that to be able to implement Torah, to be able to be worthy of Torah, you need to have Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael meaning people that are on the Madrega of Klal Yisrael, people that have that type of ruchnistic ability. So therefore, since we didn't have Klal Yisrael at the beginning of the world, so therefore we couldn't have Torah. So he says, okay, so now we're moving the question backwards or forward. V'ima ha-toyim ha-ashay lihi sh'yisroh b'tchil so'ilom om ha-shiruyin l'kabal ha-toyra v'itnosem ha-toyra. So maybe you'll move the question backward and you'll say, okay, so why is there no... So why wasn't Klal Yisrael created at the beginning of the world? And you'll have a nation worthy of getting the Torah, and Torah will come at the beginning where it should come. Gam dova ze eina she'la klal. Ki ha'avos shem avos ha'uma v'chein yisrael mi'atzmam ein rosh u'nivroim b'tchilas ha'briya. Klal Yisrael is something that needs to be understood as a culmination of a process rather than the beginning of a process. Let's give an example of something in Briyas Olam itself. In Briyas Olam itself, you see that the formation of Klal Yisrael, of Adam, is very, very last, because it's the most appropriate that Adam be the final stage of the Bria instead of a beginning stage of the Bria. So to Klal Yisrael is a certain development in the world rather than beginning of the process. So Klal Yisrael needed to be the culmination of a certain process of where you go from umos to less refined to more refined to Klal Yisrael. And this you see exactly from the Teva de Bria, like we said before. Ki ho adam shu mifcher haminim atachtoinim ubeshvila kol nivra. Just like Adam, which is definitely the highest of creation, and everything is for him, he was created last. So in Klal Yisrael also, all the nations already listed before as coming out from Chom Shem and Yafes and so on, you had already names of nations that will be, whereas Klal Yisrael, it's not until Matan Torah actually, or Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you have a nation called Klal Yisrael. And Edom Yishmael, each one of them is the senior of Klal Yisrael. Yishmael was the older of Yitzchak, Edom was the older of Yaakov. V'chein Amru Moav, hoy umos gedolos konem sho Yisraelam. Ki ilu teva bria chayev dovazer. Ki adovu shu shleimus hakol roi shu b'yushlam hakol. That which is the shleimus needs to be the shleimus. O kemoyo adom shu shleimus kol ma'isev reishis, o bo nishlam kol ma'isev reishis, Kach Yisrael Hayoshleimus Kol Olam B'Mishlam Akoil. So Kol Yisrael's Metzias needed to be the Shleimus of the world. V'ze Amram Atem Krim Adam. V'ein Makchish Hashem Krim Adam. It's not the Gersa we have. The Gersa we have is Umes Olam. V'ze Nira B'Yisrael. Achashin Adam Yesh Yisrael B'Bri'usam. Shein Niva B'Achreina. In Kein Hemoyo Adam V'lo Makchish Hashem. So when we say Atem Krim Adam means Klal Yisrael has the same darga as Adam to the Bria, so is Klal Yisrael to the Umis Olam. And just like Klal Yisrael was the high point of Umis Olam, just like Adam is the high point of the Bria, so too Klal Yisrael is the high point of Adam. Ve'en ka mekoyim mekorban hazeh lamala gam kein. Safe. Ein kan shaila lama le nivri yisrael betchilas b'yis ha'olam. Shakol k'sed haroi. So there is no shaila as to why chasas k'tchilas ha'olam. Everything, it fits exactly the way it should. So now, okay, so we do understand that Torah could not be given immediately. You needed to wait for somebody who's roi to be mekabel of Torah. And for that to happen was a process till we got to a point of Klal Yisrael. So now he has another question. Aval dovezu shaila. Achash ha-teire hi rui al zer Avram. Lama nitater l'Avram atzmai. Fine. So we have to wait for Avram to come around. That's 2,000 years, and I understand that that's very important. But so why not? Why not go with Avram immediately? Yeshu mizeh. Achash ha-teire hi Avram mitzis milo gira sheyakob. Lama nitater v'shleimus. You see that they're shy of the Torah because some parts that were given to them. So why wasn't everything else given to them? Medrash says, Magidral Yaakov Chukar B'Shvat of Yisrael. Amar Avuram B'Yitzir B'Chanina. Moshe L'Melech Shailu Pardes Noa. V'yineteh Kol Mini Lonis. V'yinechas Adam L'Toyche Elohu Shoye Meshamrei. Mishe Amdu Bonav Al-Pirkon, when his children grew up, Amdu told the Bonai. Hapardes hazeh nisi mishamroi. I used to watch over this garden. V'lo yinachta odem liknois boi. And I didn't let anyone go in. Achshav atemti mishamroi say. Kedach shi nisi mishamroi. Kachal kashvach Yisrael. Ad shay basa oilom brasi atoira. Shnema vei yasei omun. My omun uman. Shnema kashisa uman yasei yonik. Uman means a nurse. Someone that raises someone else. I didn't give it to anybody except for Klal Yisrael. Shekiv Mishom Yisrael Hasinai V'omru Kol Hashli B'Hashem Nase Miyad Nitna Lehem Nidem Ava'oime Magid Dvor Avli Yaakov Chulu Lotzchein Chol Goy Elamid Li Yaakov Shrochu Kol Avitz Kachom V'lonsam Elam Mikzas Nosa Adam Sheish Mitzvis Lenoach Shiva L'Avram Shmoyin Al Yaakov Tisha Avli Yisrael Nasna Koil. So Chazal here sort of spell out some sort of Seder, not clear why or what, but he'll explain that, but Chazal sort of spell it out. Omer Tzim Shem Chanina, Moshe Melech Shai Lefan of Shulchan Aruch, Nichnes Avdoi Nos Lechaticha, Sheini Nos Lebeitza Shlis Nos Yerech Prein Kolechet Vechot. Nichnes Benoi Nos Lechal Shulchan Lefan of. So when his son came in, he gave him the entire meal. Omer Lav, Le'eilu Nasati Mone Mone. To these, I gave each one a piece that fits him. Avlato hakol nasati b'shuscha. You, I gave everything. Kach hakol shpochol nasam rak mikzas mitzvus. Ogeshami yisrael nasam kol atira shenema loy also chayin chol goyin shot ma'idom. Amar ablaza mosh melach shatzam olchama ve'legernis imoy ve'yishchet behema ve'yimchalak lam kolach ve'kedei sheyagia. So again, it's this very similar marshal. The king gives all his warriors a piece of meat. Bob noy vamemat nicely. The son asks, "What are you doing?" I'm loy mimashit kantilatzmi. Whatever I save for myself, I'm going to give to you. Or the figure had spoken, "Nasan umos akum mitzvus glumos sheyugabehen." He gave them mitzvus without any clear explanation. So on. The word golem or golem means a unshaped block. In modern Ivrit, chomer gelem is commodities, raw material, like steel, or wood, something that is, and a golem is somebody that is, it's like he's not, has no nuanced thinking. It's just like a block. He just either remembers what you told him or doesn't remember. So he said he gave the umasola Mrs. Glumos, sheyigu behen. V'lahir shemein tum l'tayra. Boy Yisrael upirs ha mitzvahs kolachat vechan oyin shemat nischora. Same as shekein v'shigas pihu. He gave Kol Yisrael, he explained to them each one the mitzvahs, and that's called shekein v'shigas pihu. L'kach tem achukas v'at Yisrael and so. Adka. So now he's going to explain. Bi'uroi. Ki kemoish Hashem Yisrael mechuyiv ha-metziyas. So we have, let's sum up the Chazal. We have a few Chazal that basically describe Umas Olam as receiving pieces of the action, and Kol Yisrael receiving the entire action, the entire table. Bi'uroi. Ki kemoish Hashem Yisrael mechuyiv ha-metziyas. Kein ha-teira dvarea mechuyob v'moch Hashem Yisrael. This is a point the Maral makes in a lot of places, and let's explain the point that we mean that he means over here. When we start responding to Chuyva Metzias, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation is not something that happened to be, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because he is. There is no option of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not existing, whether we understand it or not. Other things that are muchach hametzias, for instance, if I design a room, so the amount of supporting the room is muchach hametzias. A room of this size, with this weight, this far above the ground, needs this amount of support. It's not I happen to have these supports. This is what the necessary support for it is. The interior decorating the room could have many possibilities. I could have done this way, I could have done this way, I could have done this way. I can't say that anything that's there has to be that way, is essential to it. It's the way it happens to have come about, which is fine. So he says, so v'chol evrim efshorim etzal atzmam. Well, the figure lo yinich l'tech shum b'riya ba'olam, rak Hashem Yisbach shum chuyiv ha-metziyas. So he says, Torah is something where it's not a good way to live. For instance, when I propose an ideal of sorts, what I'm proposing is, it is a good way to live. It certainly doesn't carry within itself the sort of firmness of a scientific formula. It's an ideal, and this would be a very nice way to live, Drachad Achenoam type and so on. But he says, no. If Torah comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then these moral principles are muchrach. This way it has to be. Well, the figure of Nichas HaTorah Shumriya Ba'olam. Rak Hashem Yisbach Hashem Chuyiv HaMetzias. So Torah belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dafka, because Torah is, these are the laws that make the world be the world that can survive. Since the world needs to be moral for it to survive, these are the laws that have to be like that. V'chol nevroim hem efshorim etzal atzmam k'loy nivru k'mishamash zulasam. All the Nevroim are, every other being happens to be in the world. Without him, the world would also exist, and there's nothing about the world that mandated this person coming into existence, this person coming into existence. He happens to have been brought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu into existence. Al mitzat atzmon efshorim. V'loikach ha-Torah, shimisuderes Hashem Yisbarach ba'atzmoi. So Torah is something which is pure. Hi. What?
Is this a
shir? Yeah, it's a chavrus kham. Sit down. No, you can sit there. I have a good seat. Take a seat. It's fine.
It's chavrus.
It's fine. As I say, you take that chair. Yeah. Okay, this is Ian. This is
sorry.
This is Gershon.
I didn't need to disturb.
It's fine.
It's a shir, public shir.
Okay. So he says that Torah is something that is mesudah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that it's essential. It's not one of many ways that could be considered moral. A person could construct many different types of ethical societies, we believe, and all of them are equally good. That's the American ethos, that, you know, there are many, many good things, and that's that. Torah is something which we believe, if it's our Kadosh Baruch Hu, it means these are the only things that are be'etzim right in the world. V'chein Yisrael he mechuyav mitzara ilo ba'atzmo. Ki chol olol, af she'efshoy mitzara atzmo, u'mechuyav mitzara losi yisbarach. So he adds over here a sentence. This is a little finer to take care of a problem. He's bothered by the following issue. We're saying that Klal Yisrael's mechuyav mitzias, Torah's mechuyav mitzias, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mechuyav mitzias. We can't possibly put Klal Yisrael in the same category as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're talking about people that are basav adam, that exist and cease to exist. So what does it mean that Adam is Muchach HaMetzias? We define HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being distinct, as being the only entity that's Muchach HaMetzias, that's Mechuyav HaMetzias. So Torah, we can say, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma. But how do we understand Yisrael? This is what he's saying over here. So the pshat that he's saying over here is, every person Klal Yisrael carries, in being a Nivra, carries two facets to himself. One is me as an individual who is enjoying existence and accomplishing certain things, and me as a Nivra who is a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to express whatever he wants to express. Me as an individual, I'm a boss of a dumb, and therefore I'm certainly not Muchach HaMetzias. I there was a time when I wasn't, there's a time when I will not be, and in the middle it's so sort of it's kind of mikra. But when I'm talking about HaKadosh Baruch who's creating the world with a mind to realize certain giluyim, in as much as I am the vehicle for realizing that particular gilui, that's called Muchach HaMetzias. For that, there are no other options. All the other Umas Olam, there is nothing about their particular mission that we can say is essential to the mission of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gila Kvot Shemayim. They can add Kvot Shemayim and so on, but you can't say that this was a necessary Bria to bring that out. That's the mashal Chazal give, that he did not allow anyone into the garden because they don't belong there. Ad ki bo Yisrael shei mechuyav mitzad ili yisbarach, k'mar Torah shei mechuyav mitzad ili yisbarach. So Klal Yisrael belongs in the same framework, so to speak, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is the Muchach HaMetzias. Klal Yisrael, in so much as they are the kli kibul for that, the necessary kli kibul for whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, they belong in that enclosure, that framework. K'mo HaTorah Shemuchach Mitzad Ili Yisbarach, Ki Yisrael Nikru Bonim L'Mokoyim, Ki Sibon HaTorah Shemuchach Kechem, Ki HaBen Eine Nivul HaShem Shesacha. In other words, in the people that I associate with, in all the people that are around me, I choose people that will be best for me. So this person is a great worker, so I hire him to work. This person is a great friend, so I associate with him as a friend, and so on. Children are me. They're not because it happens to be that whatever it is that they bring to the table is going to make me happy, please, whatever it is. Sorry, they are myself. And in that sense, Klal Yisrael is called Banat Hashem. Ki kol olaf she'afshoyim tzad atzmoy, u'mechuyim tzad ilo se'yizbara. Av'ashayin av'arkish Hashem, einim mechuyim tzad ilo, keim nivu shem shilosan. The Ein Zav Shemuchuyev. So he adds also, they do have a role in the Bria that is critical, but that role is to service some other element. Vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no critical role that this person, this is the person, must do it. This person's role happens to be to do X for the world, and doing X for the world enhances the world, and the Melech Kasher does right. That's fine. But there's nothing there that we can say specific to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Ki Yisrael Nikru Banim LaMakom, Kizimon Tashal Keichem. So a ben is, of all the people that surround me, everyone, I can look around and say, okay, what's his job in life? What function does he perform in life? So this person works like this for me, this person keeps me happy, this person keeps me safe, and so on. If I ask you, what does your child do for you? It's not what your child does for you. You are your child. Your child is you in Bezer Anpin. Olekach al Yisrael mishpat ha'olul. And that's the sense in which Klal Yisrael is different and better than Malachim, in the fact that Klal Yisrael's Banim and Malachim are called Mishamshim. Let's explain a point here also. There's always the discussion, the Sfarim. I once heard a shir from Soloveitchik, and he alluded to the machlokas Reb Sadia Gaon and Eben Ezra that Nefesh HaChaim brings, where the malachim are chashiva or klal Yisrael tzaddikim are chashiva, and he sort of said dryly, he said, you know, there were some people that this was the major problems that they had to discuss, whether malachim are bigger or tzaddikim are bigger. But the point that he's making here is, if you're talking about absolute perfection in accomplishing what they're supposed to accomplish, malachim do a much better job than humans. Just like if you have a business and you are trying to get your son to take over, inevitably some of the workers might be doing a much better job, because the only reason you have a worker is if he does a very good job. There's no other reason to have somebody working for you if he's not doing his job, he's not doing his job well. It's Klal Yisrael, specifically, is Banim. So Malachim are perfect messengers, and therefore one can assume that they do what they're supposed to do better than Klal Yisrael. But they're not a tachlis in the Bria, and that's how they're not called Banim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to leave the business to Malachim, there's no point to that. It's only Klal Yisrael. So Torah is specific to Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael has that nekuda in it of being banim, which means they are the etzem ratz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants to give it to. Now he describes the next mitzvah, the next part of the Chazal. So in Umis Ha'olam, they get Mitzvah Mitzvahs. Let's define that clearly. It's just like when Chazal say he went around to all the Musa'olam and Matan Torah, offered each one the Torah, and each one had some problem. So that means that the Musa'olam are only shayach to the world of Mikzas Mitzvahs. The shayach only to Mikzas Mitzvahs is not just a deficiency that, you know, we're shaykh to tayyab mitzvahs, they're shaykh to tayyab mitzvahs, or one mitzvah, whatever it is. It's a very different picture. They're shaykh to pieces of it. They're not shaykh to the entire picture. That's an entirely different type of shaykhs. Just like, and we'll go back to the marshal of the person with the store and so on. Workers are workers in a specific department. This one does sale, this one does development, this one does that. And I can't say that he is the business. The owner owns the entire thing. So umas ha'olam ashayich to mitzvahs, it's not only they have less mitzvahs than we have, they have a very different picture of mitzvahs because they can't be mesiachas to all of it. If you're not mesiachas to all of it, then it's a very different picture. Let's give a marshal so we can also get a sense of it. Okay. Imagine you're a very, very aesthetic person and you have, a living room, a dining room that you've decorated in a certain very, very special way. And you're very proud of it. And now, I guess, you're doing something else. And you'd like to give it away to somebody that appreciates it. So you call down a friend and you say, here's this wonderful dining room. It's got the, it looks like, French 16th century, decor and how the colors is that. If you appreciate it, I would like you to take it. The guy looks around and says, you know what? I could use two or three chairs more and I need a table, so I'll take those pieces. So it's not the pshat the person has some shaykhis to what you're trying to say. The person has zero shaykhis to what you're trying to say. He a table and chairs has nothing, no shaykhis to the big picture. Umas ha'olam are shaykh to any one particular knetch, not shaykh to the picture b'chlolius. So the difference between having all the mitzvahs and all the mitzvahs minus one is a world apart. And that's betzim the understanding that Chazal, where every Ummah rejected on one mitzvah. So what? I mean, halavai, we would keep 612 mitzvahs. Very, very, nobody could say he keeps 630 mitzvahs, and, there are many mitzvahs that we sort of are a little deficient in. But they don't have a shaykhis to tayag. So it's a whole different picture. Having a bunch of chairs and tables is not the same as a room that decorated a certain way. And it's the point we're saying before, and he's emphasizing this one. When I walk into a room, going back to the mashal I gave, and I see a French decor of 17th century, I see the tsura of the room. It's the picture of it, the colors, the type of furniture, the way it's arranged. When I go and I say, okay, how many tables and chairs can I get out of this room? Then I'm really looking at it as objects. Glumois means unformed objects. It's choma, not tsura. And that's why he says, Le'nasam ha-mitzvahs rak glumos. The mitzvahs never took on the tsura because it's not part of a tsura. It's this, this, and this. V'ze yor al she'elem teure bevir ha-choch ma'asech le'gamri. V'lochach, af im'nasam ha-mitzvahs, lo'hoya ha-mitzvahs lem la'havdu be'dov le'dov. So he says when he's mafchin between tumah and tahor, lahavdil bein tumah latahor, and Rashi says over there, it brings the result, even a hairline difference, that is miyuchad to Klal Yisrael. By the way, Rashi over there seems to say something, making a point in the other direction, and also goes with this. If a person is machmir, out of just because I can't be bothered, you know what? I shechted an animal. It looks like it's 51% shechted, but I can't be bothered. I'll just take the other stuff. So there, I'm distorting the tzura mitzvah because an animal that shechted with 51% is as kosher as an animal that shechted 100%. And it's a chisurin if I'm not mavdil ben atam alator. If in the old days people would take things were very, very expensive, and you'd ask Shilas and every little thing, a blood drop and an egg and this and that, the other thing. Today, we can afford it, so we just, plunk down another dollar, big deal, and just forget about it. But that loses on the correct picture of mitzvahs. So mitzvahs becomes just objects that you pay for. It never, you don't have the exact havchana between tamei and tor. I know the Brisker Rav once sent an esrig with his son to the Chazon Ish to look at it. The Chazon Ish spent 2 hours looking at the esrig, and he told Reberel, the Brisker Rav's son, it is kosher 100%, and the fact that it took me 2 hours to get to that maskana doesn't make it less kosher. Ma? Shalom. Ani Bemtza? Bye. My son is here for Shabbos. So he says, and it's lacking in this bureau. She olakach af im nasla mitzvot loyam mitzvot lam lahav bin dava dava. She zeu bureau asechah she betoyre kashem mavdo bin dava dava. Olafikach medam lemelach shasla avod of lechem abehema she bosa gas va'av uv noyasem cholan shechel lemelach. That's the mussel that he gave to his avodim. They eat just chunks of meat. His son, he eats, gives delicacies. The Gemara says there's a halacha. If an animal damages, they pay by what they damaged. If they're not responsible for damage they did, they fell in ba'onas and so on, they ate, you have to pay for what the animal ate. But not the price of the food they ate, but the meisar and bezol. The bulk. You go by the bulk. Because for the animal, the delicacy of something arranged, you know, with a very, very fancy restaurant, is lost on them. It's meaningless. They have no special anot, but they're nana from the mount, from the bulk of stuff.
Av Yisrael nitan amitas like Hashem bevir. Klal Yisrael has bevir, v'zeh nirmas because of Magid v'al Yaakov chukos of Yisrael. Pirush Magid kol dvar of the Yaakov, chukov v'mishpotov bebir hagom of Yisrael. La'otzichein chol goy shelo higid lematoyer b'shleimus ki mitzvos v'mishpotim ha'yadom haino bevir adom v'ashim Yisrael. The Maral speaks also by the chacham. The difference between the chacham and the Rasha and Tam. The Rosh and Tam ask about mitzvahs. Ma avodah zarah lachem. All it is what's all these rituals you're doing? There's no hafchana. It's just things that have to be done. The Chacham asks ma'idus hachukim eshpatim asher tzivah Hashem eschem. He splits it. He sees a nuanced picture of different halakim, and that's why he's a Chacham. That's why he's shayach to possibly understanding it. Okay. U'b'mayim hazeh izbayer l'cha. Ki af im nitan lavrom amila ol Yaakov gira noshe ledas yabida per gira noshe dova ze nosela mitzara sha mitzvah yishayach la mifrat mosh yizbaya besomach dova ze olukach nosa mitzvahs protim levad dayanu mitzvah yishayach la mifrat. That itself answers what he said before, why he gave certain mitzvahs, not the whole thing, because to be shayach to specific mitzvahs doesn't need that full darga of a tzuru. It's not until
they left Mitzrayim that they had the tzur of Yisrael. They're shayach to all the mitzvahs, and then shayach to the mitzvahs as a cloud, because there's a world of difference between mitzvahs in its entire package with a certain surah to mitzvahs individually. So now the Maral answers the first question. Even though Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were big tzaddikim and they were worthy of everything good, the one shortcoming they had was each one of them was but one element of what Klal Yisrael would be. So you can't say that Avram should take upon himself the entirety of mitzvahs because he was lacking Yitzchak and Yaakov. The panorama of the olam of mitzvahs of Torah was Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ki ba meshem pratim v'apratia sheshinu. Ki kashemeis Avram eikan Avram. Ken Yitzchak and Yaakov. So the very fact that their lives were circumscribed, they were from this state to this state, already makes them protean that they can't have klalis.
So to have a Torah that's Shayach to Avram, then Avram no longer exists. In a certain way, you're saying there's a Hafka of Torah itself also. When you talk about apples, apples exist, the concept of apples exists even if no individual apple exists. The concept of Yisrael is a concept that transcends the particular existence of anyone, or even transcends existence in Klali. It's a Metzius. The Ein Shem Am Shu Am Klali Al Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Rak Shatzim Mitzrayim Oz Hoyu La'am. Ubeshvil Zeh Lo Nita Torat Shehoyu Shishim Ribu. And that's why you needed Shishim Ribu. Ki Mipnei Ki Mispah Shishim Mispah Shalei. And he speaks a lot about this Mispah Shishim. So it has a lot of divisors and a lot of factors. And that's why he didn't. And his six is Dava Shalem. He speaks about it a lot. In any part, every part, by dint of the fact that it's a part, it tells me that its existence is limited, and it can and cannot be. The Dovaze says finally, the flip side of it is, since we define that Torah was given to Klal Yisrael because they're eternal, sorry, that means that Torah itself can never be less than eternal. If Torah itself could change, so what's the problem? You're saying it would be Torah Avram, then Torah Yitzchak Yaakov. What's the problem? If Torah by itself is something that's in flux, then what's the problem? So Torah is nitzchias and tmidius. It needs a makabel to be nitzchias and tmidius. And the first such makabel was Yisrael. So Yisrael is klali. It includes all the elements of Torah, and it is nitzchi. It's not limited to Avraham, but Yitzchak and Yaakov. For lo yiskelu raya bruzois im lo urei leiv. It basically says you have to be very thick-hearted not to buy into this. Vlei roa mar achach moilam, slik pirik, and so on. Any questions, any points?
Just a question. You said earlier about the amount there. If something's 51% and it's not clear, out of convenience, you know, you choose to be mount there, and that's not necessarily a great thing.
Right.
What's the idea of being mount there in general, then? What's the concept? Mount there is something that there's a shakala and you choose to be more strict than you necessarily need to be.
Right. So that type of, the places where doing a chumrah is appropriate is as follows. A, many of our psak is not clear. We don't have ability machriya mos machlokes, but we follow a general pattern. If many shita seems to be makel, then we should be makel. But many times it's not definitive, but you know, most polsing don't seem to see a problem with it. So there's a makom to be machmir, to be yetzer other shitas. Secondly, let's say a person feels that it's too close for comfort. You know, I'm not trusting my eyes that it is exactly that way. So when a person is taking some reasonable safety precaution because he has a real chash, that's also appropriate. So those are gedarim of segun of chumras that are appropriate. But when it's coming out of a laziness that I don't want to take a look at, what's the big deal? It's not, you know, I can afford it. And so there's a chisar in the mimafchen between Tomei Torah. Okay, next week we won't learn. Next week I'm not going to be, okay? Take care and bye. Sure, bye.